This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We derive our religion from the Quran and the Sunnah. That's where we take our religion from. Which means people do not have the right to legislate in Islam. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one of the important things about the Islamic Aqeedah, that it is derived from the Book of Allah, from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we say that, that means also that there is nothing added to it. Unlike all other religions, people added to these religions. People changed. They removed few things. They added few things. In Islam, there is nothing added. You cannot come after 500 years and say, this is not valid anymore, I have to change. We don't have this in Islam. That's why it is unique. It came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is the source and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one can change. No one can add. No one can delete anything from it. This is very unique about the Islamic creed, which you may not find in any other religion. The other thing about Islam is that it is preserved. It is preserved. All other religions were changed. And the people themselves, they admit. Ask any Christian about Christianity. Was it the same? 200 years ago, it changed. Especially the Catholic Church. It changed a lot. Previously, the Catholic people, they were not allowed to divorce. Now they started allowing divorce. Their fasting changed. Lots of things are changing in Christianity. The same thing for other religions. But Islam, it does not change. It will never change. Because, again, the source is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was meant to be for all mankind. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ. In every nation, there was a warner, there was a messenger. So every messenger was sent to his people. That's why the message meant only for that time. Unlike Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ. We have not sent you except for all mankind. So it is different. In Islam, it is different. It is preserved, and it is for all mankind. Now, in the Bible, it says that Isa alayhi salam was sent only to the children of Israel. But that's not the case with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One important quality of the Islamic creed is it is the creed of Tawheed, Aqeedat Tawheed, monotheism, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important because it is basically the religion of all messengers. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. We have certainly sent in every nation a messenger to worship Allah. So all messengers, they had the same call. They preached the same message to worship Allah alone. Nowadays, how many religions they ask you to worship one God? Only Islam. Only Islam. Christians, they worship many gods. They believe in Trinity. They believe that Isa alayhi salam is God. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not what one God. Hinduism, all other religions except Islam. Islam is the religion of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another quality in Islam is that it doesn't require any mediators between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no man between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want forgiveness, you ask it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. You want to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't have to ask the permission of someone or to tell someone to pray on your behalf. You pray directly. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever you want. You committed a sin. You ask him for forgiveness. You don't go to a middleman, intercessor between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one intercedes for your sins. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. Because those people, if you ask them to intercede, they themselves, they need intercession for themselves. You cannot take them as intercessors because they themselves, they need forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very important. Islam is different than other religions. It's not like all other religions, especially nowadays. In principle, all religions came to convey the same message, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. But not anymore, except for Islam. How do you start becoming a Muslim? The first thing is to say, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. This is what we call الشهادة, the testimony. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Now the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to ask the people to say one word. That's all what he asked them to say. لا إله إلا الله. قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا. Say لا إله إلا الله and you will prosper. You will succeed. That's all what he asked them to do. لا إله إلا الله. This is the word كلمة التوحيد. No God but Allah. Now, when you analyze this statement, this sentence, what does it say? لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. It has two things. Negation and affirmation. لا إله, no God. إلا الله, except Allah. So you start with what? With affirmation or with negation? With negation. لا إله, no God. If you say no God and you stop, did you fulfill the condition? If you say no God, then you are not Muslim. You don't believe in any God. But you say no God but Allah. So you start with negation. To tell you that it is important to deny any God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is only one God. No God but Allah. So when you negate all gods, you affirm the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You affirm the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا الله. There is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not enough to say there is God. It's not enough because the kuffar in Mecca, didn't they say that there is one God? They believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they did not believe that He's the only God. Because the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask them, who created you? And they would tell Allah. But the problem, although they testified that Allah has created them, they did not worship Him. They ascribed other gods with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why it was not enough. To become enough, you have to negate all gods and to believe in one God. Negation and affirmation. Remember always the two conditions. There is negation, there is no God except Allah. Only one God. What does it mean? لا إله إلا الله. What's the exact meaning of لا إله إلا الله? What's the exact meaning of لا إله إلا الله? Could someone tell me? There is no God but Allah. What does it mean? There is no God but Allah. No deity worthy of worship. Some people, they say, no creator except Allah. How about this? Is that the meaning of your statement or it's different?
You can't worship anybody else. You have to deny everybody.
Yes. So if someone said there is no creator except Allah, is that sufficient or not?
No.
No? Why? You may say He's the creator, but you don't worship Him.
Everybody, yeah.
So it's not enough. That's exactly what the kuffar said. The kuffar of Mecca, They testified. If someone asked them, who created heavens and earth? Who created you? They would say, Allah. So it's not enough. That's not the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Some people say there is no God but Allah. That's not the exact meaning. Because in reality, people claim gods. And they ascribe the divinity to many things. And they say this is God. So there are gods in reality. Whether they deserve or not, that's another issue. But people worship other gods. So the exact meaning, as she said, no deity worthy of worship except Allah. لا معبود حقا إلا الله. That's the meaning of لا إله إلا الله. No one deserves to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the true God who should be worshipped. That's the meaning of لا إله إلا الله. So it is important to understand the statement that you're saying. It's important to know the difference. If someone said there is no creator but Allah, there is no God but Allah, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, what's the difference? There is a huge difference. They are totally different. As a Muslim, or as a human being, what's the first thing you should do? What's the first thing you should do? The first duty on human beings, what? Pray? In order to pray, you need to be what? Clean. So cleaning is the first duty? Belief. Okay, we have different answers. How can we judge? What is the evidence? Where is the evidence? Ya yuhannasu, taqu, fear Allah. I may fear Allah. Christians fear Allah. Jews fear Allah. Ati'u Allah, obey Allah. How? That's why it's important to know the evidences. When the Messenger ﷺ sent Mu'adh radiallahu anhu to Yemen, what did he tell him? Let the first thing you preach be what? What was the first thing the Prophet ﷺ asked him to convey, to obey? Yes. Call them firstly to La ilaha illallah. So that's the first duty. In the Quran, the first order came in Surah Al-Baqarah was what? Ya ayyuhan nas, اعبدوا ربكم. That's the first order came in the Quran. That's the first command. اعبدوا ربكم. So the first duty is what? To worship Allah. That's the first duty upon every Muslim. Yes. Very good, Sabah. Very good. First duty upon every human being is to worship Allah. Ya ayyuha an-nas, u'budu rabbakum. Once you worship Allah, once you testify that He is one God, then, as Salman said, you pray, you fast, but you don't do that if you are not believing in one God, if you are not worshipping one God. So first you have to worship Allah. And again the ayah, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. We have certainly sent in every nation a messenger to do what? أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ. To worship Allah. So that's the commandment of the messengers. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone asked, What am I going to get if I fulfilled the tawheed? If I said la ilaha illallah. If I worshipped Allah. What will happen? Why should people do it? No reason?
The person will go to Jannah.
Going to Jannah. Isn't that sufficient for you? Isn't that enough? Pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here are a few hadith and ayat about the virtue of Tawheed. As the sister said, whoever said La ilaha illallah, دخل الجنة. من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. That's what the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said. من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. So it is your pass to paradise. You want to enter paradise, you cannot enter paradise without La ilaha illallah. Is there any evidence? What about people who give in charity, who has, someone has a good heart, but he associates some partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can he enter paradise? No. Why? He's good. What do you think? He's not good. Because Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Indeed, whoever associates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has forbidden paradise, forbidden him paradise. So it is forbidden. Your key to paradise is لا إله إلا الله, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To remind you of the virtue of the La ilaha illallah, I quoted the hadith of the card. Do you know this hadith? Do you know this hadith of the card? What's this hadith?
The card will outweigh all the others.
Exactly. How many registers it will outweigh? A man on the day of judgment will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the reckoning. And there will be 99 records with bad deeds, with sayyat, 99 records. And he will be asked, do you deny any of this? And he would say, no, I admit that I committed all these things. 99 records. It's not 99 bad deed, it's 99 records. Each record with lots of bad deeds. And they are stretched as far as you can see. So the man would say, the man would be asked, do you deny any of this? Allah will ask him, did my scribers, the one who wrote, recorded your deeds, did they do injustice? And the man would say no. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him to witness his scale, to weigh his deeds. And the man would say, what will happen? I have 99 records of bad deeds, so nothing will help me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell, yes, there is a card written in it, La ilaha illallah. He said La ilaha illallah. So this one card will outweigh the 99 records. It will be heavier than the 99 records. So with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing heavier. This hadith in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. You don't have to write all the hadith. You can go back. It's very famous hadith. You should know it. It's authentic hadith. It is in Sunan Ibn Majah also and Sunan Tirmidhi. So that tells you how virtuous is to say La ilaha illallah. Another virtue for La ilaha illallah, on the day of Arafah, what's the best day of the year? Yom Arafah, right? What's the evidence? Yes, yes. The Prophet ﷺ said, خَيْرُ الدُّعَاءِ دُعَاءُ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةِ. The best dua is the dua on the day of Arafah. وَخَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ أَنَا وَنَبِيُّونَ مِنْ قَبْلِي. And the best I said, and the messengers before me said, is لا إله إلا الله. So it is the best dua you could say. La ilaha illallah. The best word you could ever utter is La ilaha illallah. It's not to tell your wife, I love you. It is good to tell her, but the best thing you could ever say, La ilaha illallah. Nothing better than La ilaha illallah. That's what the Messenger said. And this is again in Sunan Tirmidhi. خير الدعاء دعاء يوم عرفة وخير ما قلت أنا والنبيون من قبلي لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Another story for Musa عليه السلام, when he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach him something that he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. He wanted to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he asked something special. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, say, La ilaha illallah. So Musa alayhi salam told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, everybody says La ilaha illallah. He wanted something special. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa, oh Musa, if La ilaha illallah was in one side of the scale, and the heavens and earth on another side, La ilaha illallah will outweigh the heavens and earth. It is better than anything else. La ilaha illallah. Now, the point is what? You knew La ilaha illallah is better. Now the point is to keep saying La ilaha illallah. Make minimum requirement, at least like 100 times, 200 times, whatever you want. At least you have to say it every day. We say it in the prayer during the tashahud. We say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. But keep doing it. It's the best thing you could ever say. How many times you say on the day, hello, hi, I don't know, okay, how many times you say it? You should say the best thing more than any other thing. You should say la ilaha illallah more than any other thing. So you need to practice what you're learning. Say la ilaha illallah. Now, this is the question. Someone will come and will be very happy. Alhamdulillah. If I said la ilaha illallah, I will enter paradise. If I said la ilaha illallah, no matter whatever I do, it will not harm me. I will enter paradise. Even if I did lots of evil actions, because they will not reach 99 records. So I'm free to do whatever I want. This is the evidence. He has an evidence, the hadith. If he said La ilaha illallah, he will enter paradise. So what do you say? Is that okay? Is that good? No? Why? Why? We need an evidence. You need to believe in it.
And apply it in your mind.
Apply it. How? Does that mean the mere saying will not help? Part of it. But there are?
You have to apply it in your life. Believing upon it, meaning if you truly believe Allah is the only and one God worthy of worship, then you have to obey Him in what He commands.
Exactly. If you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only God, you believe that you have to worship Him, you should not disobey Him. You should not rely on it. That's why scholars, all of them agreed that there are conditions for La ilaha illallah. Because no one would come and say, it is enough to say La ilaha illallah and to worship the cross. I say La ilaha illallah, no one will tell you this is enough. You have to fulfill its conditions. La ilaha illallah has conditions. La ilaha illallah has conditions. That's why in the other hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever said La ilaha illallah with certainty from his heart, muqinan biqalbihi. So it's not enough just to utter this word, La ilaha illallah. You have to have certainty. من قال لا إله إلا الله موقنا من قلبه. This is the condition. So there are conditions. It is important because some people will come and will tell you, it is enough to say La ilaha illallah, I will enter paradise and I will do whatever I want. The answer is no, you cannot do that. Because you have to fulfill the conditions. Once you truly believe in La ilaha illallah, then you will enter paradise. So now we will know these conditions. We have 8 conditions. Some scholars said 7, some scholars said 8. The first condition is knowledge. Knowledge. You need to know what you're saying. What's the evidence? Can't I say La ilaha illallah without knowing? No, Allah says in the Quran, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. know that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. This is in Surah Muhammad. In Surah Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So this is the first condition, knowledge. That's why Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, in his book, in the Sahih, he said, بَابْ الْعِلْمْ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. Knowledge before saying and doing. Before the sayings and the actions. بَابْ الْعِلْمْ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ. You have to know first. You have to know that لا إله إلا الله. The second one is certainty. You have to be certain. You cannot say there is no God except Allah, but maybe there is. This is contradiction. You have to have certainty. Certainty means that you believe in it. You know for sure that there is only one God. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Knowledge and certainty. Acceptance. That's another condition. You cannot say لا إله إلا الله and you go worship other gods. That means you did not accept this word. Or you cannot say, I will say لا إله إلا الله, but I don't agree with it. If you don't agree with it, then there is no meaning for saying it. Because basically you are not believing in it. So you have to accept it. And once you accept it, you have to show obedience to it. Obedience means you apply it. As the sister, you apply it in your life. You apply it in your life. By worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By avoiding sinning. The fifth condition is truthfulness. You cannot lie about it. Some people would say La ilaha illallah, but they don't believe in it. Even though they know that there is no God but Allah, but they don't believe in it. They are not true when they say it, just like the hypocrites. They say La ilaha illallah, but they are not truthful. They are liars. They are hypocrites. So you have to be truthful. And you have to be sincere as well. You don't say La ilaha illallah for the sake of people. People are saying it, so I say it. You have to be sincere in it. Even if everybody disbelieved, you believe in Allah. You show sincerity. And you have to love it. You cannot worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without love. Worship entails love. And when you say La ilaha illallah, because some people may say, I will say La ilaha illallah, and they know there is no God but Allah, but I don't like this. You cannot say that. You have to love what you're saying. Love is important. As Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The disbelievers, they take gods besides Allah, and they love them. But the believers, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. So you have to love it. You have to love this word. You have to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All scholars agreed that if you don't love Allah or if you don't love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are a disbeliever. Even if you do all the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you don't love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or if you don't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are a disbeliever. Love is a main condition in La ilaha illallah. So these are the seven conditions. And some scholars added the last one, which is the negation. To negate any other God besides Allah. But if you fulfilled these seven conditions, the eighth one is automatically fulfilled as well. That's why some scholars mentioned seven, others mentioned eight. So you reject anything besides Allah. And they wrote some nice lines of poetry. وبشروط سبعة قد قيدت وفي نصوص الوحي حقا وردت العلم واليقين والقبول والانقياد فدر ما أقول والصدق والإخلاص والمحبة وفقك الله لما أحبه. These are the conditions listed in poetry. That will help you to memorize them. But it's in Arabic, so inshallah someone could write them in English. Yes?
Can you mention the surah and the ayah number, the one you mentioned for love?
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah. In the second chapter. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the second chapter. Who's asking this? Atiya, okay. Tomorrow, inshallah, you'll get us the exact number for the ayah. I gave you the surah and the chapter, so it's your job to bring the number. With this, inshallah, we will end. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبي محمد وعلى صحبه أجمعين.